around like a funeral. Everyone in love is a criminal. Advertising subliminal. Our love so big, no minimal. And we're more in love every single day. Let me see your hands up if you're into it. Everybody gotta get a little piece. Can't people like you love people like me?
Yeah. Hello, hello. It is Julia, and I am back here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes. This is the second week that I've gotten to do this, and I'm still so excited to be back in the studio. And this time I didn't have to call TPD to get in, so we're making our way up in the world. Today I have a very special guest with me who I will introduce later on in the show. It's about 95 degrees here in the studio for reasons I'm not clear on. But we've got a full lineup of music for you today, music that I'm super excited about. And this set was inspired by a life-changing experience I had this weekend at the Charlie XCX Troy Sivan double sweat tour. And all of Boston was there, if you didn't hear. And it was an amazing night. And I've been a Charlie fan for so long. So it was just so cool to see her live and to see Troy, who I also love. But I thought it would be a little basic to play Charlie on air after I've been to the concert, so I thought I would go a different route, because something else huge happened this week in the music world, and that is the posthumous Sophie album release, which I actually got to run the ads for, which was like the most special project I've ever worked on at work. And a lot of people know Charlie now, she's blown up with Brat, but a lot of people still don't know Sophie. And Sophie was a pioneering trans musician who influenced and created a lot of the sounds that Charlie put into her music. So many artists. I can't even name the list of people that Sophie influenced and touched. And she died in a tragic accident a couple years ago. And, you know, as it happens, when an artist dies, their influence often becomes much larger after their death. So the first track you heard was Reason Why off the brand new Sophie album titled Sophie. That's a feature with Kim Petras and BC Kingdom, and the album is just so cool. And I always think about how it must be to create a posthumous album, and that's one of my biggest questions for people in the know in the music industry. If you know the answer, let me know. But I just don't know how you go about that. Like, how do you do the artist, you know, well, and how do you take music that's undone or not finished and turn it into something that you know they would be proud of? So I really respect Sophie's brother who put this album together, and a lot of her like really close collaborators. And I think it's beautiful. It's weird. It's beautiful. It's Sophie. And that's the first song you heard. And then the second song was Firefly by Shy Girl off of her album Nymph from 2022. And Shy Girl opened for Troy and Charlie. And I think that was just such a huge platform for her. And I also have been a Shy Girl fan for a long time. I used to write her press releases back in the day. So it's so cool for me to see her on a stage as big as TD Garden. I love when artists like Charlie and Troy use their platforms to elevate other musicians. So first two songs were like a little taste of Sweat, and then we're going to get into some other stuff. So coming up next is brand new Jamie XX and brand new Toro y Moi. So we're going to start it off with Waited All Night.
Isn't this what you want to feel connected to somebody on your side, looking right through natural hesitation? Wanna peek too soon? Why don't you let me follow the rhythm of you? Would you wanna feel it? Would you wanna feel it? Would you wanna feel it? Could I be this close to you?
The light, I waited all night. A smile to die for, something just like yours. Yours, yours, waited all night for the thrill unknown. The will of you won't dream to try for. Hope that you'd like more. Waited all night for.
Back. That was Heaven by Toro y Moi off his brand new album, Whole Earth. And that's a feature with Kevin Abstract of Brockhampton. This album is chock full of features, but I will say there's been a lot of new music coming out in the fall, and the two songs I just played are, I think, an example of really great new music and really not great new music. And this track, unfortunately, is, I think, the only listenable one off this album. And I hate to say the internet agrees with me. It's unfortunate because I'm such a fan of Toro, and I've loved him over the course of his long career. And this album is really a departure from his usual sound. And it's a lot more hip-hop influenced. It's a lot less electronic influenced. And I don't know. I'm not loving it. But I do love this song. I love the feature with Kevin Abstract. There's a ton more fun features on there. Who else has he got? Don Toliver, he's got Porches, Kenny Mason, all kinds of stuff, so check it out. Before that, you heard Waited All Night by Jamie XX off his brand new album, In Waves, and I have talked about Jamie XX probably more than any other artist that I've talked about on this show, because I love Jamie XX. I saw him live in high school, it changed my life, I fell in love with him then, and he is the producer and the frontman for the band The XX, which was one of my most formative middle school, high school bands. They've released music in like 10 years. And this track, Waited All Night, brought back the three original members of The XX, Jamie XX, Romy, and Oliver Sim. And Romy and Oliver have had their own solo careers, but none have been as popular and as successful as Jamie. And when I heard that they were coming back to make this song, I got super excited. And maybe it's a teaser. Maybe we've got new XX on the line. I don't know. But if I only get this song, I think I'll be okay, because it's a great track. And the album is also really amazing and has some great features. So I'm going to introduce my special guest here today. We were just reminiscing, walking around the studio, because this is a person who has spent much time in the studio with me over the course of our college career, and it's very strange for us to be back here in the studio. So, Miss Alex, would you like to tell us how you feel being back in the studio?
Hello to Julia's 7 dedicated listeners. All 7 of you are heard, appreciated, seen, loved. Correction, I think I've only been here 2 or 3 times, but they were formative for sure.
I'm so glad.
There's nothing so satisfying to me as seeing my friends talk about things they're passionate about and knowledgeable, and I'm just sitting here watching Julia absolutely shine, and it makes me want to cry. But
my
this isn't about me.
My forehead vein is popping, as you can see.
And also, I would be remiss if I didn't say that I, a normie, had to Google Jamie XX, so if you also had to Google Jamie XX, I feel you and see you and hear you, and you're valid. And
this show's for everyone, you know, the deep listener, the casual listener. We're bringing people in.
Thank you so much for introducing me, Julia. I'll let you get back to your sexy set.
We'll be back. Alex will be back. Don't you worry. We might make her read the PSA later.
Oh, God.
We'll see. If you're lucky. All right, the next song is some more new music. There's been so much coming out. This is from an album that I've been waiting to drop for the first half of the year. It's one of my favorites on the set today, and it is Love Me Not by Ravin Lenae.
Do you love her?
See right now, I need you, I'll meet you somewhere now. Always lose connection. It's getting messy. I feel that you're
lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
That was Line 95, the brand new single from one of my favorites, Bartice Strange. He's back after releasing his album Farm to Table a couple years ago. It's a great record. It was probably my album of the year whenever it came out. And I'm excited. He's back with new music. It's a little different, a little similar. That's how I like my new music. So I'm excited for more from him. And then before that, you heard Love Me Not by Ravin Lenae off her brand new record, Bird's Eye, which I got a really aggressive thumbs up from Alex on that song. So I'm glad that I found something that she likes, and that's a gold star for me. And we'll just keep chugging along here. I've got so much music to play. It's always a hard thing to decide how much new music I want to play, how much old music I want to play. And this next song, when I was looking through like all my playlists for the past year that I haven't been on the radio, this was the song that I was like, oh man, it's been a long time since I've been on the radio. Like, this is a song that I would have played immediately when it came out, and the fact that I haven't played it on air since it came out, it's the passing of time. It's weird. But it is the indie darling track of the year. It is Nation of Language with Weaken Your Light.
Little waters collide.
Isn't that such a fun track? That's Malinas. Nope, that's Bang by Malinas, a great Spanish band from Pamplona. And that's a track I discovered listening to radio, actually. I listen to a lot of radio. I mean, it makes sense. I'm a radio DJ. Got to get my inspiration from somewhere. I'm an avid listener of Sirius XM, especially Sirius XMU. And that track I discovered from my favorite DJ, Jenny Ellis Q. She's a freaking legend. And if you don't know who she is, you should look her up. She's been around for forever. Before that, you heard Weaken Your Light by Nation of Language. My dad's listening in today, and he was like, what do you mean this is the indie track of the year? And I was like, you clearly haven't listened to indie radio for the past year, because that's all they play. It's a great song. Their record, Strange Disciple, it's been out for a few months. That's definitely still my favorite track off the album. But a really interesting sound, very new wave. They got some good stuff going on. And I wanted to take a moment to shout out my mom and my dad who are listening in today. And my beautiful friend Alex has a special message for them.
Hi, Joni and Jeff. I don't think we've met. I'm Alex. And my special message to you that I was so excited to say that I announced to Julia, I have something to say, is I've been dreaming about those pumpkin muffins. And I just want you to know that on the other side of that delivery package is a pack of hungry friends of Julia who wait and look forward to those treats and all that love. So sending a hello and a thank you in advance.
Well, you heard it here first, Mom. That means you got to send another package of pumpkin muffins. My mom is the greatest baker on the Western Hemisphere, possibly the world. And her pumpkin muffins are to die for. So I'm glad someone appreciates them. I'm sure she would love that. But enough about baking. We're not here for that. We are here for music. And next up, we've got another brand new track off a brand new record from Porches. I like Porches a lot. And he's traditionally more in the indie electronic space. And this album is super different. It's called Shirt, and the track is called Bread Believer. And I want you all to think about what that means, because I, for one, have no idea. So let's listen. Let's find out.
When you come back down, a little back on the mound, a little violence. Believer, bread, believer, bread, believer, bread, and don't you think
That was a great little ditty from Chicago trio Dead, D-E-H-D. That was Light On from their brand new record, Poetry. Another great album to come out of 2024. It's going to be really, really hard come, I guess, December, which is coming up, to pick my favorite albums of the year. So I'll have to deliberate and I'll get back to you on that. I'm sure I'll do a full show just on top records of the year. Before that, you heard Bread Believer by Porches off of Shirt. A super weird one, but a really fun one. And we're getting into the back half of the show. I'm going to play a few more. We'll have a PSA coming at you and then a few more. But next up, another super, super funky one from a foundational indie band of the 2010s. This is Breakthrough by Dirty Projectors.
What's up? How's it going? Be a real cheekbone. She is so dreamy, like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out, all Julian Casablancas. She is an epiphany, for really. Opens my days like she always grew. Affinity, MA, AFA, in all the ways she's a breakthrough. Under the sun, there's nothing new, but she keeps it one on, dragging the shade, she's a breakthrough. Middle Earth, highbrow. Her line is Pablo, but her color's five. So what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down. She is an epiphany, of her electricity. Opens my days like she always knew. I'm an she keeps on the shape. She's a breakthrough.
ashamed to jump in, to find a dark shade of nothing. So sharpen up your plate, take what you like. The risk goes up in flames. So change all your problems you leave with your face down today. You're never gonna find me, but can be sure.
So that track came with rave reviews from both my mom and my dad. So that's how you know you've made it on Hot Tub Tapes. If both of your parents like your weird indie stuff, then you know. That was Made Out of Memory by, and I know I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to try, Nilufer Yanya, off of her brand new record, My Method Actor. It's such a cool record. She has such a unique voice and such a unique style. And it's just so chill and slinky and playful, and I'm a big fan. I need to get into it more, but that's one of the deeper cuts off that album. Before that, you heard Breakthrough from Dirty Projectors off of Lamplit Prose. The album cover is so recognizable if you listen to music in the 2010s. I hope this came out then. I hope I was right. 2018, let's go. Great track from a really awesome indie band that influenced a lot of the sounds of the other artists that I'm playing on today's set. And we don't have much time left, but we have to get to our PSA. And my lovely guest, Alex, has volunteered to pick and read our PSA. So I'm going to hand over the floor to her.
Hello, everybody. So here are some numbers to think about in terms of the worldwide cost of American healthcare. And I'm looking at a yellowed page in this very precious PSA book, and there's all kinds of fast food, single bypass burger, flatliner fries, deep fried in pure lard, no filter cigs, Jolt Cola, very scary. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. That's probably outdated, but anyways. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25, that's 0.25%, of the planet's population. Consider this at 10 p.m. on a Monday. Thanks, all.
Wow. Thank you, Alex, for that illuminating information. I appreciate you adding color and describing the images for our viewers or listeners who are not viewing the same page that we're looking at. Much food for thought, one might say. And we've got to wrap up here on Hot Tub Tapes. I've got two tracks for you, and I think I'm going to sign off now. So I'll let you kind of fade out into your Monday night. I'll be back here in 2 weeks in the same spot, 9 p.m. And you've been listening to WMFO, Touch Free Form Radio, on 91.5 FM. I'm Julia, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. But before I go, I'm going to send you off with some of the best new music, starting off with Are You Looking Up by McGee off of Two Star and the Dream Police, another critically acclaimed indie record to come out of the back half of this year. It's a record I'm really excited about. And we're going to finish with a brand new song from a really fun band, Illuminati Hotties, called Can't Be Still off of Power. So enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back here in 2 weeks. Thank you to my parents for listening. Thank you to Alex for joining me. Thank you to all my other lovely listeners out there. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. This is Are You Looking Up?
Just wait on somebody to give a new life. The heaviest weight on a miracle to cut the sack. So are you looking up? You're asking why. If you wanna go, then maybe go wild. Yeah, I can shift shapes, but I can deny. Shift, but I can deny.